I love to go to movies. Even watching movies, I love to eat in great restaurants. Japanese food.
I did a soundtrack for a movie that Sean just finished in Tennessee that's going to be out in the spring. I did that, you know, the title track from that. It's called Live to Tell, and then I have my album coming out, and then the movie that I'm doing in January will come out August. They plan an August release, but who knows?
We shook hands in the first meeting, and he said, I don't know what's going to happen, but I know we're going to work together. And then my records got out to Los Angeles, and everything started playing on the radio here, and then everything sort of got connected, and he put two and two together, and then, you know, he was with me since before my album was released.
I mean, the people who really mean something to me and who are going to enhance and enrich my life as I grow are the people who are still around me. And the other people are people that I've gotten what I could possibly get from them, and I appreciate that. That's just the way life is.
I thought of being everything. When I was younger, I bounced around and did everything. The first thing I wanted to do was be an actress. Then, I mean, a movie star, that's what I wanted. And then I wanted to be a singer. And then I got into dancing more and really started concentrating on that. And I just felt like I really needed a skill to go to New York with. I had to arm myself because I didn't know anyone in New York and I'd never been here before. And I loved to dance and I was really good at it. So I figured, well, I can always start off as a dancer in New York and, you know, I'll just take it from there. It will always help me as a performer on stage. So it was something I armed myself with before I came to New York.
I mean, I'm flattered if people find me attractive. I know that a lot of people are attracted to someone at first by the way they look. So, but if you're not an interesting person, they're not going to stay.
Have I found love again? Yes, many times.
Well, after my tour, I plan to be doing another movie. I'll take a break in the summer and start to shoot a movie in the fall. But it's a secret project and I can't talk about it.
In a restaurant or watching movies or reading a really good book or whatever.
To me, the definition of being an opportunist is someone who seizes the moment and gets the most out of what they can. Certainly never having the intention of hurting anyone.
You start a show, you gotta come on strong or you're not gonna hold them through the rest of the show. You gotta have a great beginning and a great middle and the best ending so that they don't forget you when they leave.
I've talked to him all the time, but I mean, it's sort of unspoken and we don't really, my father doesn't call me and say, hey, I just saw your video on MTV.
If you don't have a visual presence, I think that your career is very short in music. If you don't have something, an image or something for people to latch onto, because people really need to see things more than anything, more than any time before. It's not enough just to hear a song on the radio. They want to build a fantasy around you, you know? I look up to directors like, you know, with people who realize films like Woody Allen or Francis Ford Coppola, people like that, who are, I think, always take chances and make great movies. But also, I look up to actresses like Jessica Lange or actors like Jack Nicholson, people who are kind, aren't really maybe the favorites, but I think they take chances too.
The producer is the artist, and you know, say Giorgio Moroder or Arthur Baker, you know, these people that make these incredible dance records and you don't really know who the artist is. There's no image and you never hear from them again after they make, you know, a hit or something. And that's basically why disco has a bad name.
It's fear of AIDS. I mean, it's just this, I mean, it's like turned everybody into these like 50s monsters, you know.
I'm starting to write music for the band too, like some songs, but they already had two singers in the band, so they would never let me get up and sing a song because what's the point? So one day I finally convinced them, meanwhile, you know, I'm playing drums, I'm also practicing guitar, I said, can I just do one song? I'll just play guitar and sing one song, please, 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 and they finally said okay. So then I got up to sing one song and the other guy went back to play the drums. And like I got a standing ovation. So the band singing was like a really big high.
I definitely don't feel it's necessary for me to make a feminist statement in my music. If I make any statements, it's my statements about life as a human being, not as a woman.
He just kind of tries to treat me like all my brothers and sisters.
If you have something that you say you want to do, then
then it's your responsibility to make yourself happy and to be true to yourself, and that you can do it.
It's about a wrestler, a boy who wants to be and get on a wrestling team. It's a coming of age movie, you know. It's about his struggles with his parents and the girl he falls in love with that he ultimately can't have, and just, you know, growing up. Very, very good movie. And the director, Harold Becker, is a genius. I just have a small part in it where I play a singer that's in a club.
I'm obsessed with the person I'm in love with and my work all at the same time, and I just go back and forth with like what I'm thinking about.
I think that I'm misunderstood, but I think that's okay. I don't expect everyone to get everything that I'm about, and that way people keep discovering.